Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 21st of September, and I'm recording at 9:55 p.m., and it's still British summertime here in somewhat rainy London today. Okay, well, starting with the Asia-Pacific stock markets, a softer tone generally. Although Japan was not open here today, the exception to the softer tone, main exception, came from the mainland Chinese indices, which were higher, including the Shanghai Composite Index up 1.89%. However, the two Hong Kong indices listed here, the Hang Seng Index, that was down 0.75 percentage point, and the China, Hong Kong China Enterprise Index was down a bigger 1.29%. Taiwan, South Korea, Australia were all soft with biggish hits from 1.5% to over 2%. India was lower, but just by the minimal fraction, or fractions, and that's pretty much it for the Asia Pacific region. Now, looking at Europe started mostly steady. Germany was lower at the beginning of the day, largely because of the shock on Volkswagen having clearly been deceptive here regarding its emissions during testing periods. I'm sure you've seen that story, and if not, Owen has covered it in the commentary. But Germany did recover to end up 0.33 percentage point, but that was well behind most of the other European stock markets. The best gain looks like the Netherlands, up 1.28% here overall. And so most of these indices steady in here. Well, they're all steady in here today, including the Euro Stoxx 50 index, up nearly a percentage point. Now, Wall Street had been mixed here for most of the day, but then rallied a little bit further towards the close. Dow did best, up 125 points. That takes it up the Dow up to 16,510. That was three quarters of a percentage gain. The S&P 500 up almost 0.5%, and a very small gain on the NASDAQ Composite Index. The Canadian market up almost 1%. Mexico, very modest gain, and Brazil taking it on the chin again here, down 1.43% here. So a mixed performance, as you can see overall, but Europe and the USA, or Europe and the Americas, doing better generally. Now, in bond markets, the yield for the 10-year, U.S. 10-year edged higher, 2.197, so nearly back to the 220 level. The VIX eased a little bit on Wall Street's rally. That's down to 20.14. There's still plenty of nervousness around, but not the level of panic, and that has been diminishing generally, really, all month following that climactic activity back on the 24th of August, which has marked the bottom for a good many indices overall, as you'll probably be aware. I've mentioned that a number of times, and no doubt you've seen it on the charts. Now, eyebrow raises in here today. The dollar index is stronger by a full point, up to 95.883. Now, it's still very much in its range overall, but it had a downward bias last week, and it's certainly steadied the ship in here today. And elsewhere in this trading, let's see, the bond market, I beg your pardon, not the bond market, the crude oil market is firmer in here today. That's certainly one of the stronger commodity plays. The WTI crude is at 46.34. That's up $1.66. And a good gain on the Brent as well. That's up over a dollar and a quarter at 48.73. There was a report out just saying that the Saudis are looking for a gain to $80 over the next few years. I think I've commented on that previously. That came out last week, but it's still making the rounds, and so that would perhaps led to a little bit of short covering or maybe some bargain hunting. Not impossible, but I think unlikely. As I said before, I think if we were to see $80 over the next couple of years, that it would be a now you see it and now you don't. But equally, we don't think that crude is going to collapse again. I think down at 40, a little under 40, that's pretty much the extent of the downside risk here overall. Now, mixed performance looks like from the precious metals. Platinum's the weakest in here, down $13.50 to nine. It's nearly 971. And palladium, though, a little firmer, $5 at 616. And silver almost unchanged, just a cent higher. $15.175, and gold down just over $5.50 to $1,133. So somewhat quieter day in here overall. See the sugar is weaker in here today. So is coffee. So is lumber. The grains and beans are a fraction higher. Well, the U.S. grains and beans, main grains, wheat, corn, and soybeans, I should say. Rough rice a little bit lower. But to say generally, somewhat quieter day. That's reassuring, you may feel. And on that note, all the best to all of you.